In Northwest News on KPLU, what are your plans for getting outdoors this spring? Do they involve a beach? If so, a growing group of coastal cleanup volunteers wants your help. In fact, Governor Inslee has declared April 23rd the Washington Coast Cleanup Day. KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe joined a couple of groups near Forks for an international gathering of volunteerists.
The sun is out at Rialto Beach in Olympic National Park. That's the one near Forks and the Push that features prominently in the Twilight series. But the folks here aren't chasing after fictional vampires or werewolves. Instead, they're filling up bright yellow trash bags with debris. I ask a guy in sunglasses to show off his haul.
Well, look at this. A major find.
George Dooley from Squim holds up what looks like a bleach bottle. It's bright turquoise.
With a pink top.
Yeah, with a pink top. And an old sole.
From a tennis shoe. He's also got an old pipe in there, lots of bottle caps, and all kinds of plastic.
Diapers. You name it, we've got it.
I'm glad you're wearing gloves.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dooley's wife, Diane, is right behind him. Her bag is much lighter.
I have a lot of styrofoam, especially tiny little pieces of styrofoam that just get, you know, down in with everything else. They're really hard to see among all the little white rocks.
That tiny styrofoam is actually a big problem. It washes in from all over. So this was a gathering of the International Lions Clubs. Their purpose? To remove as much trash from that beach as they could. Their totals today didn't fill a dumpster, and it didn't weigh much. But that's not really the point. Nancy Messmer says it's about making connections and spreading the word.
It's been such a beautiful day. Everybody's been doing so well.
She's the environment captain for a tri-state region of Lions Clubs that covers British Columbia, Washington, and Northern Idaho.
Did you talk to Bernard?
I didn't.
Bernard came all the way from Gabriola Island.
He's an 80-year-old Canadian who traveled 2 days from north of Nanaimo to join the fun. Nearby, Jackie Larson from Port Angeles says this beach was already looking pretty good when they arrived.
We didn't find much at all, so it's surprising. Yeah, we were up high, but we didn't find all that much. I was really kind of shocked.
But the small haul doesn't mean the ocean is clean, according to the federal agency overseeing it.
There's a lot of marine debris, and the fact that sometimes the beaches are clean does not mean that marine debris is not out there in the ocean.
That's Nir Barnea, who coordinates the International Marine Debris Program for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says plastics are a huge and growing problem.
So we would like to think that no marine debris is good, but plastics is just so much of it.
About 8 million tons of plastic ending up in the ocean every year, he says, and it never really goes away. It just breaks down into smaller and smaller, often colorful particles that some marine creatures confuse with food. These are known as microplastics.
And microplastics tend to absorb chemicals. They're also ingested by little marine animals that are then food to larger animals, and so on it goes.
Barnea's colleagues from the National Fish and Wildlife Service say scientists are finding these dirty plastics in the digestive systems of everything from fish and sea turtles to iconic albatrosses, which have been seen accidentally feeding plastics to their young. The federal government is now phasing in a ban on manufactured microplastic beads in cosmetics. So picking up that old diaper or the bits of styrofoam we heard about earlier, it really matters. Just ask Sarah Creechbaum, the superintendent of Olympic National Park, where this beach is located. She says the Park Service mission is to provide inspirational experiences, despite staff shortages. But the piles of plastic trash, they never stop coming. So the volunteerists out here?
It's extraordinarily critical that we have people who come out and volunteer their time to help us get the job done. We couldn't do it without them.
And the Lions are just one of the dozens of nonprofits that pitch in. Also out in force this day were a whole other set of volunteers with the Surfrider Foundation. Among them, two women from Seattle who've made it their tradition to come out every year for the cleanups since 2009. Skylar Mason says it feels great to give back.
To me, being here is a privilege. We are so lucky to live in a region like this. We are so blessed to be able to come out here and to be with friends.
Unforgettable were the 2 years after the tsunami in Japan, she says. Also, the year they found a spilled container load of brand new shoes all over the beach, says Mason's friend Giovanna Casey.
So it's always very interesting. We always look like for what's our prize thing of the year, you know, for entertainment.
Sometimes they're out there in shorts and t-shirts, sometimes rain gear. The weather and dynamics of the experience are ever changing, while other things are more constant.
We always find water bottles, plastic water bottles. Those seem to last through everything.
For still other beach lovers, these traditions stretch back generations. Now, dozens of groups and state agencies organize cleanups under the umbrella of the Washington Coast Savers. You can join them several times a year.
Bye-bye.
Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
The next event is April 23rd. You can get more information right here on our website.